become the heroes.
Look, I'd like to nominate the security staff down at the Bendigo Court. What a wonderful job they have done, particularly during this COVID crisis. They put up with some terrible, terrible stuff, from weapons to being spat on and all that sort of stuff. Child psychology with all the little children that come in there. They're just a wonderful group of workers who are not on the highly paid chain of people. And one of the things that they have really had to struggle with is the increased rise in domestic violence cases. You never know at any moment of what can happen. And, of course, now with the COVID on and the restrictions, people who are, I suppose, in trauma or have had drug troubles or something like that really get angry when they get told of what they have to do and all that sort of thing. But they have to do it carefully. It's very hard for them.
I'd like to nominate my wife, Nicole. She's a taxi driver in Bendigo. She's worked all the way through the lockdown and, you know, the pandemic, and risked her health to help others, you know, pick up groceries for people who are in quarantine, make sure that they're looked after. There's one particular case that I know of where one of her clients lived on his own out in the bush somewhere, and she made sure that he rang her every night so that she knew he was okay, which is, you know, I think above and beyond.
I'd like to nominate Sarah Byrne, who's our senior school coordinator at East Lobbin P12 College. Most teachers have worked pretty hard this year, but she's always just done above and beyond, you know, everything. Like, she's teachers, PE and health and outdoor ed, and she had camp that was supposed to be happening when lockdown, and she just, you know, turns on a dime and reschedules them and was running them in the last week of term. The kids didn't miss out. And she also, like, worked for the local netball club and puts a lot of time into that. They were getting organised for finals when the lockdown happened, and she, they had all the food ordered for it, and they just did, like, a community pop-up shop for it so that, you know, the food didn't go to waste. And most recently, like, our Year 12 students had amazing results this year, and so she's been spending, like, the first few days of her holidays working with the students to help them get to where they want to go with their uni offers and things like that. And I just felt that she deserved recognition for it. She's definitely a hero in my eyes.
Your local hero of the year. Max is the coordinator of the Emergency Relief Centre at the Kangaroo Flat Uniting Church, which helps people in need all year.
We have a storm in the been with us for quite a long time. Todd Jolly does a wonderful job and keeps the store and keeps plenty of food there for the clients that need help with food. He's very, very good. He does it because he likes helping people. He likes to be able to give the hope that they need when they need food and that, and the right food that they need to survive on. He's been with me probably for 16 years. Without him, I'd be lost. Gets on with everybody really well, and when the children come in, they love him.
Oh, we can be heroes.
Neil is in Maldon. Good morning, Neil. Who would you like to nominate as your local hero?
The Maldon CERT team. People, if they don't know who CERT is, it's the Community Emergency Response Team. They're all volunteers trained by Ambulance Victoria, and these people give up their time, and any incidents, whether it's a heart attack, a car crash or whatever else, they'll be the first on the scene. Before last Christmas, I had an accident. A tradie ran up the back of my car. He was distracted looking at his phone, and I ended up in the scrub, and they were the first there. They looked after me very professionally. So there's a number of people in Melbourne that owe their lives to the CERT team, so I'd really like to thank the CERT team for their commitment. They do give quite a bit of their time up, and they've got to be available. You know, it doesn't matter what time of day or night. So a really big thank you to them.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Carl Jackson, Fiona, a member of the Bendigo Historic Society. He's been very helpful to me and other members of it. He wouldn't probably like this, but he's a very kind, modest man. He, as I say, he might like to be the subject of this. But anyway, he's been terrific for me and to other members of the Historic Society. He's got a, and also he's been very valuable to the Lions Club for fundraising for vital, you know, I think vital community things within City of Greater Bendigo and other places, which is what the Lions do. He's also a member of the U3A, University of the Third Age. He makes his mark there with telling these terrible puns and jokes about it. So, but that lightens the atmosphere in those meetings. So Carl's been terrific, and I'd like to thank him for what he's done for me and to other members and his contribution to the Bendigo community.
I just wanted to say a big thank you to all my nursing profession, all the health professionals that have worked so hard in these last 2 years, to all my brothers and sisters out there in that profession, and to all the people in the health profession. You've done an amazing job, you know, just to try and keep our patients safe, our staff safe. It's been hard. And I just want everyone to have a lovely Christmas with their loved ones and just stay safe, do the right thing, and just look after each other, love each other, take care of each other.